hi Padma Padam Grihamanda Kopam Vanam Gatoya Dharim Ashrayeta Tatsadu Manye Suravarya Dehenam Sada samudvigna diyam asadgrahat Hit fatma padam grihamanda kupam Vanam gatoyat Sada samudvigna diyam asadgrahat Hi Padma Padam Grihamanda Kopam Vanam Gatoya Dharim Ashrayeta Shri Prahlada Uvacha Tatsadu Vanye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Dayam Asagrahat Hit Padma Padam Grihamanda Kupam Vanam Gatoyad Griham Ashraya Ladies, Shri Prahlada Uvacha Tatsadu Manye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Niyam Asadgraha Hit Padma Padam Grihamanda Kupam Panam Gatoya Dharim Ashrayeta Shri Prahlada Uvacha Tatsadu Vanye Suravarya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Asadgraha Fatma Padam Grihamanda Kupam Vanam Gatoya Dharim Ashrayeta Word by word translation Shri Prahlada Uvacha Prahlad Maharaj replied That Sadhu Very good, or the best part of life. Manye, I think, Asura Varya, O king of the Asuras, the Hinam, of persons who have accepted the material body, Sada, always, Samudvigna, full of anxieties, the Hiyam, whose intelligence, Asad Grahat, because of accepting the temporary body or bodily relation as real, thinking, I am this body and everything belongs to this body is mine. Hitva, giving up. Atmapatam, the place where spiritual culture or self-realization is stopped. Griham, the bodily concept of life or household life. Andakopam, which is nothing but a blind well, where there is no water, but one nonetheless searches for water. Vanam, to the forest, Gatar, going, Yat, which, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ashrayeta, may take shelter of. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent. One should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Hiranyakaśipu thought that Prahlad, being nothing but a small boy, which no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing, but nothing practical. Prahlad Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvei gunestatra sama satesura harafa bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena satidavato bahi. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualification because he is engaged by mental concoction in this material existence, which is external feature of the Lord. So-called educated philosophers and scientists who are simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, temporary. The Vedic injunction is asato majyotirgama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. Elsewhere it is said, apasyatam atmatatvam griheshu griha medinam. Those who are attached to the bodily conception of life and who does stick to life as a grihasta or householder on the platform of material sense enjoyment cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlad Maharaj confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources and what his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in this material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that to stop this material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest Vana. In the Varnashrama system, one first becomes a brahmachari, then a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting vanaprastha life, which is between grihastha life and sannyas. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Varnashramacharavata Purushana Parah Pumah Vishnur Aradyate. By accepting the institution of Varna and Ashrama, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world, and his life will be a failure. Society must have division of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. And for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. Prahlad Maharaja recommended that his father accept Vanaprastha life because as a Grihastha, he was becoming increasingly demoniac to the bodily attachment. Prahlad recommended to his father that accepting vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into griham andakupam, the blind well of life, as a grihastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. One more time, I will read translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, "O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent. One should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Om Agyanatim Randasi Agyanam Jamashara Kaya Chakshukam Yenata Fumishra Kurava Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. So in previous chapter, we were hearing about the good qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And we heard that Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Narada Muni, what's happened? How it was possible that Hiranyakashipu, the father of such a wonderful son, had an idea that he wanted to kill him? Because he had all good qualities, even he was obedient. So how come? So in this chapter is answering this question. Hiranyakashipu had a spiritual master. His master was Shukracharya. And Shukracharya had two sons, Sanda and Amarka, to whom Prahlad Maharaj was entrusted for education. And they teach him about politics, economics, and all this worldly matter. But Prahlad Maharaj was not at all interested in this learning, these teachings. And he didn't like especially the concept of friends and enemies. And one day, Hiranyakashipu asked his son, 5 years old boy, "My dear son, please tell me, what are the best things you have learned from your teachers?" And today's verse is the reply, is the answer. So Prahlad said, "My dear father," oh, he didn't say even "my father," he said, "O best of the Asuras." O best of the Asuras, a person who is in this bodily conception of life should give up the house, means you give up householder life and go to the forest to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can imagine Hiranyakashipu didn't like this answer at all, because only 5 years ago he came from the 10,000 years austerities, severe penances. For what? To become almost immortal, for him immortal, to be a king of whole world, whole universe, and enjoy this material world. So the idea that now you go leave everything and go to the forest was not so pleasing to Hiranyakashipu, but what's more, was even worse, that Prahlad Maharaj told him, "You should worship Vishnu." Oh, this was completely not in the agenda of Hiranyakashipu, because he wanted himself to be worshipped by everyone. And what more, he didn't like at all Vishnu, because he thought that Vishnu is his enemy. Why? Because Vishnu killed his brother Hiranyaksha. So we can see that in this moment we have conflict, because conflict starts between son and father. They had different ideas about world. And now, in this verse, we had Sanskrit words, asat grahat. Because of accepting the temporary body or bodily relations as real, thinking I am this body and everything belong to this body is mine. So asat grahat. Asat means that which is not permanent, which is temporary. And Srila Prabhupada told us that we, in this material world, in conditioned world, we accept this body. Everyone has material body. So this already is asat grahat. And everyone knows that this body will perish one day. We've seen people dying. We know that no one can live forever. Everyone has this idea, but we reject it. We don't want to hear about this. We are so much attached. Even we have this knowledge, still we are attached to this body. And this is asat grahat. And what more, when we accept this material body, we accept as a package anxieties. We are full of anxieties in this material world because of this material body, conception of material conception of life. And Srila Prabhupada told us that we can test ourselves how much we are in this bodily conception of life, or how much we are free from this bodily conception. And how to do it? Just everyone can think about how much anxiety in my life I have. If I have a lot of anxiety, I am a lot in this material conception of life. If I am more free, I don't bother so much, means the more I make progress in spiritual life. And here, Prahlad Maharaja, Prabhupada in the purport said that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. And same, Krishna himself confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mameivam sho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manashastani indriyani prakritistani karshati, that in the conditioned world, the jivas, even though they are part and parcel of Krishna himself, they are struggle here because of this conditioned mentality with his mind and senses. So in this conditioned life, we accept the body as our shelter. And because of this, we have so much troubles, so much miseries. And we have also scientists who want to advance the science, knowledge. But how they do it? They do it on the base of material comfort, bodily comfort. And they don't know actually that however comfortable we will maintain our body, this body one day will disappear. Because this body is asat, is not permanent. But the eternal soul is eternal, and we have to, it's sat, and we have to take care and search the science of this, what is eternal, which is sat. And same Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Vedic injunction is asato ma jyotirgama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. So when we can find this knowledge about eternal, about sat, in Vedic literature, in Vedas, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hridisa nivisto matah smritir jnanam apohanamscha vedeischa sarve aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. That he is the compiler of the Vedas and he is to be known of all the Vedas. So means that the best subject of eternity is Krishna himself. But Krishna gives also forgetfulness to everyone who wants to be in this material world. But to whom who want to approach spirit, approach him, understand who actually we are, he gives remembrance and also knowledge. And he sends devotees to give knowledge to everyone and gives us. He comes himself to reestablish Vedas and also to and give us books so we can learn. If someone wants, there is opportunity for everyone to get the knowledge of Krishna. And also in this Vedic knowledge is given us system, Vedic system, Varnashrama, how to live in such a way that our bodily necessity of life will be satisfied and at the same time we can make progress in spiritual life. We can understand ourselves and Krishna and our eternal relation. And here Prabhupada wrote that by accepting the institution of Varna and Ashrama, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshipping Vishnu the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world, and his life will be a failure. Society must have division of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. But here also in purport, Prabhupada quotes half verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Apashyatam Atmatatvam Griheshu Griha Medina. That people who are Griha Medi, they are blind for this spiritual knowledge. They don't want to hear anything about the spirit knowledge. They want to hear about everything, but not about God. So, what is this in this householder life? And in Vedas, we have two words for to describe householder life. One is Grihastha, people who are in family life, but same time they are living for self-realization. They're living for understanding God. And another kind is Grihamedis. They live only for the benefit of themselves, their family, or extended family, like communities, nation, or country. And they are envious of other Grihamedis. Why they are envious? Because the very word Medi from Grihamedi means jealousy of others. They are jealous because their philosophy is based on self-interest, selfish interest. And if someone doesn't act according to my interest, so I don't like it, he is my enemy. And that's why there are problems between the families, between the nationality, between the country. People, they make the some society, whatever, and we have this concept of life, someone has different, and they are not exactly like us, so we hate them, we are envy them. And Prabhupada said, because they are blind for spiritual knowledge, that because of this only, they are envy. So to know the Vedic knowledge, to know the absolute truth, by this we can get rid of this enviness in us. And this is second test we can do anytime for each other, to check ourselves, how much I'm jealous of others, how much I envy others. To this degree I am jealous and envious, to this degree I am in this bodily conception of life. When I'm not jealous, I'm happy that someone has more than me or is better than me, means I am more spiritual advanced. And also the Vedas, study the Vedas, they give us the opportunity to be not envious, and the knowledge will free us. But Srila Prabhupada said that this knowledge is not for armchair philosophers. The knowledge, the study Vedas is for building our character. We have to change ourselves. We have to become what devotee is supposed to be. We know these 27 qualities of devotees, and we have to check our third test, how much I'm progressing in spiritual life, how much I develop these good qualities of devotees. So this tendency for Grihamedi life is quite strong in this material world, because this is a kingdom of Maya. So everyone has to be careful, because the tendency is, I want to enjoy, I want to conquer the world, I want to be controller. And everyone, not only Grihastha, but actually everyone supposed to be careful about this mentality, Grihamedi mentality. Why? Because Shri Chakravarti Thakur wrote in the commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam to this verse that actually as soon as possible in Grihastha life, in any point of life, we have to get rid of this material conception of life. If we don't do it, and then go to forest, because he said, if we don't do it and we will still have this material conception of life, even if we go to the forest, we will take with us this Grihamedi mentality. That's why it's very important to first get rid of this mentality, conception of life, Grihamedi. And Srila Prabhupada said, it was his mission, that he said that Krishna consciousness movement is for everyone, especially for Grihastha, to give people the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And take prasad, because by this activity we can purify ourselves, purify our heart. And Srila Prabhupada wrote that, said that Krishna conscious movement is to educate people how to become attached to Krishna. Because the problem is, because attachment to Krishna is natural, everyone has, but in the dormant state. And because we are attached to matter, that's why we are not so much awakened of this dormant, our attachment to Krishna. And Krishna, and by purifying ourselves, by doing bhakti yoga, by the process, we can purify ourselves. And when we purify ourselves, we can understand actually Krishna, true Vedic knowledge, and we can attach ourselves to Krishna, what Prabhupada wanted us. To attach us to Krishna. And even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Maya Asakti Mana Partha, that Arjuna, you son of Pritha, you keep your mind attached to me. Why? Because by being attached, because of hearing about Krishna, we can actually purify ourselves. And actually, attachment to Krishna means Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. Vrindavan life means attachment to Krishna, that Krishna is in the center of the attachment. And we have to first purify our heart from the heart disease, which is material enjoyment. And how to do it? By medicine, which is chanting and hearing about Krishna, and by diet, which is Krishna prasad, gradually we will purify our heart. Purify our heart from what we don't need. Sarvopadi virnirmukta, tat paratvena nirmalam, hrishikesh na hrishikesha, sevanam bhakti ruchyate. That we have to free ourselves from all these kinds of material designation, upadis. Why? Because the upadis, they cover our material attachment. And if we think that we are brahmana, we are woman, man, we are rich, we are poor, we are shudra, we are vaisha, this actually is not permanent. This is asat. What is sat is that we are part and parcel of Krishna. So this designation we live in, they are concept of material concept. So we have to get rid of this. And when we do it, when we purify ourselves from this material designation, then our natural attachment to Krishna will come out. Because he is there, but it's covered now. By this attachment and designation, material designation, material concept of life. So we have to do it this. And Srila Prabhupada said that when we give up our material designation, actually we will get mukti, liberation. That liberation is not something like we get some exalted position. No. Prabhupada said liberation, mukti, means to get rid from this material designation, to get rid so our natural attachment to Krishna will be visible and we will be attached to Krishna. We'll understand that we are spiritual soul, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we need to move our attachment from the matter and attach it to Krishna, because it will give us Vrindavan life. And whenever we will be Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said that, like in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are attached to Krishna. Gopas and gopis, attached, they are to Krishna. And trees and fruits and flowers, they are attached to Krishna. Everyone, all life in Vrindavan is around Krishna. So when we can make anywhere in our life, doesn't matter where we are, in which ashram, when we can make our life attached to Krishna, that the Krishna will be the center point of our attachment, then we will live in Vrindavan. This is the forest, the best forest, Vrindavan. And then, anywhere we have family, we have any nation, any country, we will have Vrindavan. We will live in Krishna, in Vrindavan. And this is a success of life, to live in Vrindavan, to be in this mode of Vrindavan. And that is required, Srila Prabhupada said, and that is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Some question? Comment? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for class. I'm sorry if I will not be able to answer to ask clearer, because it's a little difficult topic for me to ask about. But we are trying to change our platform from bodily platform to spiritual platform.
Yes.
And we're doing it in different levels, in different activities in our lives, and with different our attachments, and also with our desires. We're trying to have spiritual desires and do not have material desires. And my question: what if our material desire very close to spiritual desire? Like for example, Arjuna, he didn't want to fight, but Krishna told him, "You please do it for me." And okay, I will do this as my duty. But what if he would want to fight, actually, just from his material side?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I want to do. And then Krishna told, you do it for me. And he would be maybe in anxiety. He would try to renounce, okay, no. I'm not going to do it for myself. I will do it for Krishna. And that still... understand a little bit what I'm trying to ask.
Yes, actually this is the success in life, that our desire are same like Krishna desire. That if we desire something and we find out that actually Krishna desire same, so we are the most lucky person ever. This is the goal, that our desire is Krishna desire. Krishna desire is our desire.
If our desire has very much material part, and it's in similar direction with Krishna's, but this material part will make us to be in anxiety. So how to... We cannot change direction, because it's actually direction which Krishna wants from us. We cannot renounce it. It will be more jnana. But also we have to desire somehow in the right way, but in similar, same direction.
So the Vedic life is made in such a way that we can satisfy our material desires also. Material necessity of life, they are desires, usually. So if someone has desire to have house, so he can make beautiful house and make it a Krishna temple. So dovetail this desire, use it for Krishna. I want to enjoy this house, so I make beautiful house, but I will put Krishna in center of this house. So Krishna will have house, this is Krishna's house, but I dovetail because we are servant of Krishna, and this is like king has a palace and everything with him. So when we are servant, so we live in same place and we have all this same facility like he has. So this is the way to dovetail, to put Krishna in the center. I have this desire, I want to dress nicely, so I first buy beautiful clothes and make a beautiful dress for Krishna. Krishna is happy, and whatever maha I will get, I can use it, or you know. And whenever we have problem, always we have Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we can ask for help. And always we can pray to Krishna, pray, clear our mind. And by praying, we actually taking our desire, I have this material desire, but please do it something with this desire, make it more Krishna consciousness. And if you want, if you desire, you will fulfill my, but if not, not. It's clear now, little more?
This point for me practical, that actually we desire, but we are open about the result, because...
we are open to the result, because Krishna sanction.
I see, like, for example, one practical thing we can do, but something else, that for example, in how you said about house, how would we be sincere that actually we're doing with this more for Krishna than for our enjoyment if we really want house?
Prabhupada said that if you want house, you build nice house and put Krishna and invite devotee, make Krishna Katha, make feast for people, so they also will use, and actually you will glorify in this house Krishna. So somehow it will be purified and spiritualized. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Shla Prabhupada ki jai. Ranta Bhagavatam ki jai.